Good morning. Today's Daf and Tanis Yud Ches. We are in Yezayin Amud Beis. We're at the two dots. We're starting today. Kol Hakasuv B'Megillas Tanis. Okay, second parak. Mirza Hashem, I'm going to be finishing the second parak this morning. And this takes us back to the Mishnah. This is a short parak here in Masechta Tanis, second parak of the Masechta. All the Mishnahs were front-loaded at the beginning. So on Daf Tezvav, you had all the Mishnahs. And then three Dapim, Tezayin, Yudzayin, and today's Daf Yud Ches, are the Gemara's discussion around the Mishnah. The Mishnah. And this parak is really dedicated to discussing Seder Tanios, meaning what is going to be the protocols of this fast day. And specifically, we're talking about round number three. So if you've been with us since the beginning of the Masechta, so you know, there are three rounds of fasting. First round of 3 days, a second round of 3 days, and then a third round of 7 days. And when we say three, three, and seven, we don't mean consecutive days. We mean Monday, Thursday, Monday. And then we do that again, and we do that again. But in round three, we do it seven times. And on the seventh, where obviously it hasn't rained yet, and we are getting more and more desperate, and the Tanis Sibur becomes more and more intense. And so, in our Mishnah, we went through a description of the intensification of these days. In the course of the Mishnah, so we also had an opportunity to talk about Megillas Tanis. It comes up in the Mishnah because the Mishnah wants to know what happens if you have one of these fast days that intersect with Megillas Tanis. And what happens under those circumstances? So today's daf, we are pretty much going to be, for all of today, discussing Megillas Tanis. And I'll give you a great memory aid. I just double-checked it before the daf began, because I just wanted to double-check that I'm right. But anyway, yeah, it works out good. Today's daf is Yud Ches and Tanis. And back in Rosh Hashanah, on daf Yud Ches, so we also talked about Megillas Tanis as well. So there are really two dapim in Shas that dedicate itself to the discussion of Megillas Tanis. It will come up again in Masechta Megillah, but at least here in Tanis and back in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches, so dedication and discussion of Megillas Tanis. So before we begin with the Gemara, so just a brief introduction and background to Megillas Tanis. What is Megillas Tanis? And the Gemara's question, Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, is it still in force? That was the Gemara back in Rosh Hashanah, which the Gemara discussed, deliberated, and ended up concluding that it's no longer in force. So despite the fact that we're going to be spending a daf today talking about it, it's not halacha l'maisa, it's not practical halacha, but still, it's Torah, it's a chelik of Torah, so for every minute, for every second we're learning today, so we're being mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah concluded that it's batla Megillas Tanis. The legal force of the document has basically been negated, it's nullified. Okay, but with that stated, so what is it? So what it is the following. Over the course of Baisheni, so the Jews had a tumultuous go with the Second Temple. We had to deal with Persians, Greeks, Romans, and each one of them were better or worse for the Jewish people, but for the most part, worse for the Jewish people. So despite the fact that we were in Eretz Yisrael, we did have a Beis HaMikdash, but historically it was really tough. Numerous gzeras that were imposed against us by the Greeks, by the Romans. Persians, I guess, whatever. I don't have enough historical knowledge to tell you that we had the easiest go with the Persians, but certainly with the Greeks and the Romans. So there was gzera after gzera. In fact, I'm sure everyone knows this. We're now currently in the Yontif of Chanukah, and basically Chanukah is right a serious persecution against us. In fact, it turned into warfare and revolution, and we overturned the Greeks and. And we were able to re-sanctify. Everyone knows the Hanukkah story, but in the context of Bayit Sheni, it's basically part of a much larger story, which is that this happened pretty frequently. In fact, one of the things that is definitely overlooked is that really Hanukkah is part of Megillas Tanis, meaning that Hanukkah is just a part of the picture, a part of the fabric of Megillas Tanis. As is Purim as well, and many other days as well. In fact, if you want just a great visualization, right? So for the Gabayim out there, so you have like not even the Gabayim for all of us. If you want to know, like, what do I do today in terms of this day in the calendar year? So you have a luach, right? As a Torah is probably the most popular one, right? It's ubiquitous, but anyway, you have a luach, and it tells you what today is, and how am I supposed to be running shul today? So if there was an Ezra's Torah in the time of the Beis HaMikdash with Megillas Tanis, it would be about 3 to 4 times as big as it is right now, because there are many days recorded Megillas Tanis. Do we still have Megillas Tanis? The answer is yeah, sure. It's we don't learn it like Kiseder, and probably for the reason that Butler Megillas Tanis, and it's all historical. Meaning Megillas Tanis records that on this day, the following happened, we were persecuted, we were able to beat them on whatever persecution there was, and today now is going to be a holiday. Okay, so it was a mini holiday. Okay, so the legal holidays of Megillas Tanis. Now, the legality of Megillas Tanis, meaning now that the day is recorded Megillas Tanis, and the ones that we know are Purim and Chanukah, right? What are the other ones? Megillas Tanis, meaning it's a whole book of other ones. Over the course of today's daf, we're gonna be privy to a couple of them that are mentioned. But our Gemara is only going to be discussing it because the Gemara just wants to know the rules and regulations of Megillas Tanis. So we're not going to be going through it kiseder, but we're going to go see a couple of them in the course of our discussion of can we understand the rules and the regulations of Megillas Tanis. By the way, just as a spoiler alert for later this morning, the rules are complicated. That's our daf today. Our daf today is going to be trying to figure out the rules and regulations, and they do get a little bit complicated. But with that stated, you're going to have this document. It was, by the way, a working document, meaning to say that days were added. In fact, we're going to see later this morning, days were taken away for various reasons. So it was a working document that in real time, you know, days get added to it and days get removed from it. Okay. And I think we're good. I think we're ready. Okay, let's begin. Okay, so any day recorded in Megillas Tanis. Okay, so in the Mishnah, if you recall, so not only is that day going to be Aser, but the day before and the day after are going to be affected as well. I do want to say one more thing before we start with the Gemara. Sorry, I know it's a lot of introduction. Yeah, a lot. But it's all this obviously is critical just for the basic understanding. And Megillas Tanis, so there are two levels of days. Okay. There is the baseline, Megillas Tanis Day, where we had some sort of victory. It's recorded Megillas Tanis. You're not allowed to fast on that day. Okay. Meaning the ramifications of a day making it into Megillas Tanis is that you're not allowed to fast that day. That's it. Right. In other words, what else do we do on that day? I don't know. And barbecues, you know. Okay. In other words, but the legal ramification is that we don't fast. Right. Correct. But there's an enhanced day. Now, who makes the decisions? Obviously, the Chachamim. The Chazal make a decision in terms of whether it's a standard, you know, thank you Hashem for saving us, or there's an enhanced day where like, wow, right? That was a really close one. And really, thank you. Okay, so obviously, I'm not here to tell you, you know, how it gets filed in which category, but there are two categories. So the baseline category of you're not allowed to fast, and if it makes an enhancement, so then not only you're not allowed to fast, but you're not allowed to eulogize as well, right? Lo lehisana, but lo lemispeid. You can't fast and you can't eulogize, which parenthetically, meaning there are many days which you're not allowed to eulogize, and we all know what the Rav does on those days. Right? The Rav gets up there and says, you're not allowed to eulogize today, so I'm not going to eulogize. I'm just going to say a lot of good things about this person. Okay. Right. Okay. Fine. And it's, God forbid, it's not me being critical. In other words, it's what we all do. And it's, you know, it's just, that's the minhag. Okay. So if you go back to the Mishnah, okay, so I guess one more word of introduction. So if you go back to the Mishnah, so the Mishnah acknowledges. So if it is now a Megillas Tanis day, so it not only affects that day, but it affects the day before and after. Now go back to the Mishnah and let's just reset and let's remind each other of what the positions are. Kol HaKasuv B'Megillas Tanis, right? I'm just looking back at the Mishnah. If you want to follow me, I'm in Tesvav, I'm in Beis, but I'm just saying this as a way of setting ourselves up for success today. Anything written in Megillas Tanis, delolamispeid, and you're not allowed to eulogize, meaning it's an enhanced day. So lefanavasu lacharav mutter. So according to the Tanakhama, and let's call the Tanakhama Rebbe Meir, because the Gemara is going to do that. So according to Rebbe Meir, so not only is that day going to be aser, but the day prior as well, but not the day after. And Rebbe Yossi amar lefanav lacharav aser. No, and Rebbe Yossi is of the position that no, both the day before and the day after are going to be affected. Okay, that's if it's an enhanced day. The lolihis ana. Now, what if it's a standard Megillas Tanis day? So lefana v'lachar of mutter, according to Rav Meir, it does not affect the day before nor after. And Rav Yossi amar lefana v'aser lachar of mutter. And Rav Yossi says the day before it's aser to fast, the day after it's mutter. Okay. So a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi in terms of whether or not it affects the day before and after, and it's right, and both positions are going to be affected by whether it's a standard day or an enhanced day of Megillas Tanis. Okay. Now we could say, now we have a good amount of information. There was 10 minutes of introduction, but all that was really necessary because that's all we're going to be discussing today. So it's worthwhile. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned the following brisa. Okay, now, here we go. Meaning, we're going to learn Megillas Tanis. But again, we're only learning it as a function of, like, can we wrap our heads around the rules of Megillas Tanis? So, Eilin Yomim, Delo Lisan, Behon, Mixasin, Delo Lemisbe Behon. These are the days, meaning here we are reading the beginning of Megillas Tanis. So these are the days in which you're not allowed to fast, and for some of them, you're not allowed to eulogize. Meaning the Megillas Tanis is telling us that there are standard Megillas Tanis days, and then there are enhanced Megillas Tanis days. So, Meiresh Yarech Denisan Atam Nebei, Itukam Tamida, Delo Lemisbe Behon. Okay, so, from days 1 through 8 in Nisan, right? It makes sense Megillas Tanis is starting in Nisan because Nisan's the beginning, right? For everything. That's overstated, but we get it. So from days 1 through 8 in Nisan, so those are enhanced days of Megillas Tanis. Okay? For days 1 through 8, why? Because of the Tumid. Now again, for us to really appreciate this, we have to know a lot more of the history of what happened that day. So here Rashi gives us just a quick update. That what happened was is that there was a major debate between the Perushim and the Baitusim in terms of the Karban Tamid and who is going to be giving the Karban Tamid. Now, what do we know? So we know we have Torah Shabbat Peh. So we know that it's a Karban Sibur, and therefore it's given by the community. However, the Baitusim were insistent to the fact that it could be privately donated. Karban Tamid could be privately donated. Rashi here goes through the back and forth between what their position is, what our position is. Now, mind you, by the way, they cut themselves off from Torah Shabbat Peh. So really what they're doing is that they're flying without an net. They don't have a Torah Shabbat Peh to inform them in terms of what the correct halacha is. Let me say it better. They rejected the Torah Shabbat Peh. So in doing so, they interpret the Torah however they please.
In fact, they created their own Torah Shabbat Peh.
Yeah. In order for them to interpret the Torah, you need a Torah Shabbat Peh. Meaning, so by them rejecting it, you're correct. That's a really good way to say it. So whatever their interpretation is a replacement of, right? Absolutely agreed. Fine. So, but we have a Torah Shabbat Peh, so we know that it's a carbon seber, comes from communal funds. So, and the Baitusim were not this kind of like extremist group that existed on the fringes, meaning they really did have a say. They were at the table. Okay. If we knew the history better, if I knew the history better, so I could tell you better in terms of how much pull they had, but they obviously had some sway because we're fighting with them. So the fact that now we were victorious in that particular argument, so it resulted in a holiday, in a Megillas Tanis holiday. Now, what I can't explain to you because I simply don't understand is it's 8 days, meaning it was 8 days of arguing. Okay. I'm unclear about that, but it doesn't matter. In other words, I'll present the facts, and then you know for the things that I don't fully understand, fine. In other words, that's fine. So so from days 1 through 8, so those are days now that are recorded, registered, and they're enhanced days that we won this particular fight. Okay, and mitamna yabe adsof mo'oda. Now we're continuing Nisan, so we're on day 8. Now already you can notice, by the way, that we have overlap. Meaning that one yontif is from 1 through 8, and the next yontif is from 8 to the end of Pesach, right? 21, day 21. So itotav chagat teshuvas dolo misbed b'hom. So here we had another major argument with Baitusim. This one is much much better known. It's more popular, and that is that they were insistent that Shavuot should be coming out on a Sunday, right? The Rashi over here goes through their arguments. Well, first of all, the Torah does say mimacharas haShabbos, the day after Shabbos, you're going to start counting. Okay, but and they have other arguments as well. Anyway, our Torah Shabbat Peh tells us that that the day we start counting the Omer is going to be the day after Pesach. Good. That's right. That's good. That's our recorded. That's not only on record, but that's our Torah Shabbat Peh. That's our Mesorah. They argued with us again. We deliberated, and eventually we prevailed. And so for that also becomes a yontif. Again, I'm at a loss to explain to you like the duration. Meaning from day 8 all the way to day 21 of Nisan, meaning what that describes the entire debate. Again, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Facts on the ground are day 8 through 21 are also now considered a yantiv, and not just a yantiv, but enhanced. Lola misbed bahon. Okay, good. So now what we have just done is we've gone over the first series of yantivs in Megillas Tanis. Now the Gemara is going to discuss Amamar. Mireish Yarcha Denisan Atam Nebei Tokam Tamida Dolo Misbed Lama Lei Mireish Yarcha Lema Mitre Benisan. So the Gemara is asking now some really simple basic questions. Why is Megillas Tanis starting with Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Meaning Rosh Chodesh, right? Rosh Chodesh by itself. It doesn't need any kind of additional legal holiday. In other words, it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Gufa Yantavu. V'asr. Okay. So it's a simple question. Meaning when recording down these days of Megillas Tanis, why didn't the Chachamim say to themselves, look, Rosh Chodesh already is Rosh Chodesh. We're going to start on day number two. Now, I know the counter-argument could simply be, yeah, but this is when it happened. Okay, but the Gemara is wondering. So Amar Rav, but the Gemara is going to have an answer. And that is Amar Rav, lo nitzucha el alas or yom shalafanav. So the Gemara says yom shalafanav, meaning, remember what we learned in our Mishnah. Not only does it affect that day, but it also affects the day before and the day after. And again, as we already introduced at the beginning of Shir today, it is the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, but... according to both shitas, it definitely affects the day before. Okay. So over here, it influences the day before, where you're not allowed to fast the day prior. So the Gemara says, Vishalafanav Nami, typically, Yom Shalafnei Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, okay, isn't Rosh Chodesh going to be taking care of the day before? So the Gemara says, no, it's not. Rosh Chodesh Daraisahu, Vidaraisa Lo Bai Chizuk. No, Rosh Chodesh is a Din Daraisa. Now, what exactly is a din da'araisa of Rosh Chodesh? Meaning the Torah does acknowledge that there's a Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, our entire calendar is predicated on that. But Rosh Chodesh as a yantiv? Okay, so that part's a little bit tricky, and it definitely requires deeper analysis. But we could say it simply. Rosh Chodesh is recognized by the Torah. When you have Rosh Chodesh being recognized by the Torah, so you don't need to buffer it with the day before, the day after. It's a din da'araisa. And the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Yamim Ma'elach, Sumim Megillas Tanis, Lifnem La'acharim Asurim. So any day recording Megillas Tanis, again, it's a rabbinic legislation, so therefore it needs a little bit of buffering. In other words, the Chachamim need Chizuk L'Divrehim. So it's going to affect the day before and the day after. However, Shabbos is Yamim Tovim, Hein Asurim, Lifnem La'acharim Mutarim. Shabbos and Yantiv, so it's the day before and the day after are not going to be affected. And the Braisa says it really simply, and that is that Shabbos and Yantav are Dindar Raisa. They do not require fortification, but Megillas Tanis days do require it because it is rabbinic legislation. Good. And Rosh Chodesh, even though the Braisa doesn't say it, but now the Gemara is inserting, Rosh Chodesh is on the Shabbos and Yantav spectrum, meaning that it's a Dindar Raisa and therefore it does not require Chizuk. Different point. Okay. So Amar Mar Mitamnaya Be at Sof Moada Itotev Chagadishvas Dolol Mispeit. Okay. So now, okay. So we got rule number one and for today, and that is that any day recording Megillas Tanis is going to affect the day prior. I know we know that from our Mishnah, but the Gemara is now discussing it just in the context of Megillas Tanis. Next is the next series of holidays in Megillas Tanis. And that's from day 8 of Nisan all the way to the end of Yantiv, the end of Moed, which is the 21st. So Lama liat sof Moed, Lema ad ha Moed, Omoed gufa Yantiv, huva asur. So the Gemara says, again, we're just trying to wrap our heads around the rules. Why are we going from day 8 to the end of Yantiv, to the end of Moed? Just go from day 8 until day 14. Because you know what happens on day 15? It's called Pesach. It's a Yantiv. And it will be a Yantiv with Chol HaMoed all the way to the 21st. Like, why is it incorporated in Megillas Tanis? What is Megillas Tanis adding to those days? The already days of Yantiv. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa Kedamar Rav Lo Nitzrucha El Al Asur Yom Shel Afanav Hachanam Lo Nitzrucha El Al Asur Yom Shel Acharav. So the Gemara says, well, again, any day recording Megillas Tanis is going to affect not only that day, but the day before, and even the day after as well. And so over here, by recording the second series from day 8 to 21, so I'll tell you what that adds. It's going to add the day after. Now, I know you and I call it Isru Chag, okay, right? We do have a term for that, but I guess Isru Chag is, you know, in other words, we acknowledge the day, but it doesn't have any teeth to it. Ah, but once it makes it into Megillas Tanis, so now the day post 21, right? I'm talking now in Eretz Yisrael. All right, on day 22 now, so that's a, it's going to be now affected because day 21 is a Megillas Tanis day. And not just that, by the way, but an enhanced Megillas Tanis day. So therefore, it's going to affect day 21. Right, we discussed it back in Sukkah in terms of the etymology of the term Mishruchag based on the Pasuk and Halo. Okay, but anyway, good. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting over here. But the Gemara says, wait 1 second. That's an okay suggestion. So Ela so Yom Shalachav Keman Kareb Yosi Damar Bein Lafana Bein Lachar Rav Aser. So the Gemara says, well, that means that you're going like Rav Yosi. And again, like we said in the beginning of Shir today in our introduction, meaning whether or not it affects the day before and the day after, so that is a machlokus amongst the Tanayim. So and then the enhanced days. So Reb Meir's of the position that Lefanav Aser L'Achar of Mutter, which means that according to Reb Meir, this answer is not going to work. Only according to Rav Yosi, Lefanav L'Achar of Aser. So the Gemara is now pointing out that the answer works, but only according to Rav Yosi. So Ihachi. So the Gemara says, so if you're telling me now that we do have an answer in terms of why the second series is going all the way to day 21 in order to affect day 22 of Nisan, because we are in fact holding like Rabbi Yossi. So Yahachi Bezer Matisha Nami. So the Gemara says, okay, so let me ask you a question. What about the 29th day of Adar? Now I know this question sounds like it's coming from left field, but you'll see in just a moment. So what about the 29th day of Adar? So my ear Yadav Yuma Demikma Yoma Demitokim Tmida. So the Gemara says, now, the 29th day of Adar is what? It's the last day of Adar. Now, in a moment, we're going to entertain that there could be a 30th day of Adar, but right now, the Gemara is not thinking that. The Gemara is assuming right now that there only are 29 days to Adar. That is in the fixed calendar, it's only 29 days of Adar. And we're going to assume right now that even when the calendar was not fixed, there are 29 days to Adar. Okay. Again, the Gemara will turn on that point, but right now, that's what the Gemara is thinking. Now, the 29th day of Adar. So what is it? So obviously, it's the day before the first day of Nisan. Now, remember, what is the first day of Nisan, aside from being Rosh Chodesh? It's also a Megillas Tanis day, which means now that for the 29th day of Adar, so it's covered. So the Gemara says, typically, Dehavel Yuma Debaser Esrim V'tam Nabei. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you know what? It's also covered on the other side as well. Okay, so unbeknownst to us, there is another day regarding Megillas Tanis, which is the 28th day of Adar. I'm guessing it's the last day of the year in terms of Megillas Tanis. But again, I don't know Megillas Tanis, so I would guess so. In other words, I think that's pretty reasonable. So so on the last day of the calendaric year for Megillas Tanis, so you have the 28th day of Adar, which is a holiday. So typically the Havala Yuma Debasa is from Tamne Bay de Tanya. Now the 28th day of Adar, what was that historically? So here we go now with another excerpt. Be'ez from Tamne Bay. So, Asas Besurta Tova Liyudai, right? As we already pointed out numerous times, Megillas Tanis was written in Aramaic. So, good news came to the Jews on the 28th day of Adar. Delo Yidam in Araisa, Shabamachas, Nixurg Zero, Yisro, Shalayask, Betarva, Shalay Yimolos, Beneim, Vishichalu, Shabasos. So, here we are looking at decrees, where the Jews are not allowed to learn Torah, get a bris milah, and they need to be Mechal Shabbos. So Ma Asa Yehuda Ben Shamu Vechave Rav. So Hachvanat Loetza Mi Matrunisa Achas. So these Tanaim got advice from Matrunisa. So a woman, a noble woman. Okay. Shekol Gedola Roman Mitzuyin Etzla. So all the Romans were by her. Okay. So noble woman might be a nice way to describe her. But regardless. So Amra Lahem Amdu Vivgina Balayla. And by the way, this all should sound familiar because we did this back in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, good. And she says to protest go and protest. And specifically during the night. Hafkana. So, halchu v'yivgina b'layla, amru yishamayim. Lo achim anachnu, lo b'nei avachan anachnu, lo b'nei emachas anachnu. And so we turn to the Romans and we say, and by the way, clearly this is a Roman decree, right? In Megillas Tanis, so there were two people who persecuted us, two governing bodies that persecuted us, one of the Greeks and the other the Romans. So, you know, it's always a little bit tricky to figure out whether we're talking about the Greeks or the Romans. Megillas Tanis does not date itself, meaning that the calendar, month and day, perfect. Year, like it'd be great to know what year we're talking about. But in other words, context here helps us, and the context clues are really good. It's, first of all, it's the Tana over here is Yehuda ben Shamua. Okay, so basically, historically, puts us at the time of the Romans. And also, we say to them, look, we're cousins, meaning, and to the Romans who are descendants of Esav. Okay, now you understand. We share the same mother, we share the same father, right? A reference to Yitzchak and Rivka. And what are you doing? You're making decrees against us? We're family. Okay, and for whatever reasons, so it worked. Hafkana Balayla, with this particular argument, it worked. And so now the decrees went away, and now it made it into Megillas Tanis. That's the 28th day of Adar. So now what the Gemara is bothered by...
Why don't we start 27th then, if the 20th is a holiday also? The day before. If the 28th is a holiday, then the day before should also...
If the day before doesn't become a holiday, but it is going to be affected. Right now, the Gemara's focus is on the 29th day. Because right now, the 29th day is now sandwiched between two legal holidays. One, the 28th, and the other is the first day of Nisan. And the Gemara now wants to know, well, if we're going like Rabbi Yossi, in other words, right now, the entire defense of the Gemara is that if, in fact, we're going like Rabbi Yossi, so now what do I have? I have a day, the 29th day of Adar, which is now sandwiched between 2 days. And why does it need to be sandwiched between 2 days? So the Gemara over here is going to give a couple of answers, actually 3 answers to this question. Amar Abai lo nitzricha ela chodesh mubar. So the Gemara says, well, you did walk into this discussion assuming that Adar cannot be an Iber month. It can only be 29 days. And so therefore, day 29 of Adar is sandwiched between two legal holidays of the 28th day of Adar and the first day of Nisan. Okay. So, but if we turned on that, meaning if in fact we're going to entertain, which we're doing right now, and that is that Adar could become an Iber month. And Rashi over here goes through a number of scenarios of how that can happen. I'll spare you right now. Sorry. I'll spare you right now the details of Rashi, but it can happen that Adar turns into an Iber month. So assuming that that's so. So now what we'll do is we'll just simply extend Adar. Good. So now if Adar is in fact an Iber month, so that means now that there'll be 30 days of Adar. Oh, so now the legal holiday of 28th of Adar is going to influence day 29. And the legal holiday of the first day of Nisan is going to affect day 30 of Adar. That's one answer. Rav Ashi Amar Afilo Tem L'Chodesh Chaser. Rav Ashi says, now let's go back to assuming that Adar is a Chaser. Okay, good. And now, Kol Shalach Rebetan is Aser Behesped Mutter. So the Gemara says, but... I'm going to say this from our perspective. Here's a new rule. It's not a new rule. It's just, we're learning this now for the first time. And that is that we've been saying now that if you are an enhanced day, so it's going to affect the day before, and according to Rav Yossi, the day after as well. Okay. But here's what we haven't clarified, and we're clarifying it right now. It affects the day before and the day after to what degree? So to the degree in which the day before and the day after you're not allowed to fast, but you are allowed to eulogize. So it only has a smaller impact on the day before and the day after. Not the same impact. Okay, fine. And now what the Gemara is saying is that once you know that, v'zeh, holomuto ben shnei yamim tovim asu ki yamta v'atzmo, afilu behesped nami aser. So now the 29th day of Adar is sandwiched between 28 and day 1. Right, 28th of Adar, first day of Nisan. And now that it's sandwiched, so basically what's going to happen is that it's going to be even more influenced than a standard day before and day after. Because it's sandwiched between 2 days, so this 29th day of Adar is going to take on the full personality as if it was in Megillas Tanis itself, meaning that you can't fast and you can't eulogize. Okay. This idea where something gets sandwiched in between and therefore it's going to have a status for being sandwiched in between. So actually, we do have that. Meaning, and I'm certainly speaking for Ashkenazim, I think Sfarnim as well. So we do have this, and that's in the beginning of Nisan. So in the beginning of Nisan, so what happens? So we have the beginning of Sivan. We have Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah prior to Shavuos, and we have the second day of Sivan. So the practices is that we don't say Tachanun on that day, right? So why don't we say Tachanun on that day? Because it's sandwiched. What is it sandwiched between? Sandwiched between Rosh Chodesh and Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah. And so as a result of that, we call it in the Luach, you'll look it up. So it's called Yom HaMiyuchas. Okay. It's a funny day to describe funny name to describe a day, but it's called Yom HaMiyuchas. But basically, it's like the sandwich idea. In other words, it's sandwiched between 2 days. Okay, so it takes on a status. So here also, that's what the Gemara now is arguing, that 29th is sandwiched between 28 and day one, and so therefore it's going to take on the full legal status of a Megillas Tanis. Not only you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to eulogize as well. Okay. Amar Mar. Okay. And we continue analyzing and trying to understand the rules. Okay. Amar Mar. Mitamnya be'atzof mu'uda isosof chagadishvasa dolol lemisbein. Okay, so we're back now to where we started this morning. We're in the second series of legal holidays from day 8 of Nisan all the way to the end of Pesach, the 21st day of Nisan, where again, enhanced days. So, Lama lilamei mar mitamnya be'lei mar mitisha be'i v'tamnya gufei asr da'hav la yuma di'tukam be'i t'mida. So the Gemara now asks a really simple question. Look, we've already, the first series of holidays are from day 1 to day 8. Okay. So now the second series is from day 8 to the end of Pesach. So obviously that's a redundancy. Why not start the second series on day 9? Really simple question. So the Gemara says, Kevin de ilo mikla milso vatluna l'shiva tamnaya gufei asr da'havale yuma kama di'isose bei chaga d'shvuasa. So the Gemara says, well, I understand that it's a redundancy, but consider. What may happen is that day 1 through 8 may get repealed. And I said this earlier at the introduction of today's daf, and that is that this was a fluid document. Days were added, but sometimes days were repealed. Now again, I'm at a loss. I'm at a little bit of a limit in terms of understanding how days get repealed. A little bit, we're going to talk about that later this morning. But right now, facts on the ground, days could in fact be repealed. So if in fact that's so you're right. As it's currently constructed, so day 8 now, there's overlap. Meaning it's day 8 is being covered from the first series of 1 through 8, and it's also covered from the second series of 8 through 21. So the Gemara is bothered, so that's redundant. So the Gemara says, yeah, but if 1 through 8 are repealed, so 8 is still going to be on the calendar because it's a part of the second series. Okay. So so the Gemara says, okay, and now that we've said that, now we can go back and give a new answer to the previous question. So as from Vitisha, Nami Kevin de Ilo Mikla Milso Vatluna last from Vitamnaya, as from Vitisha Gufe also Dahavala Yuma de Mekame, Yuma de Tukam Tmida. So the Gemara says, good. So now remember our question that we struggled with a little bit today? So day 29 of Adar. So that also is a redundant day. It's number one, the day before Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But again, we're not looking at Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a Rosh Chodesh. We're looking at it as part of Megillas Tanis. And it also is the day that follows day 28. So it's a redundancy. So earlier the Gemara struggled. Why would you have that redundancy? And so now we can introduce a new answer. And that is that, look, it is a redundancy, but in the event that one of the days are repealed, so the other day will cover it. Okay. Itmar. Okay, so where are we right now? So we have, for the first half of today's daf, so we've gone through sections of Megillas Tanis, and we've unpackaged some of the rules that govern Megillas Tanis in terms of how it affects and influences the day before, the day after, how do we explain redundancies, how do we explain that it overlaps with the Yontif. So these are the discussions that we've been having for the first half of today's daf. Next is, who do we paskin like? Meaning, so you have days recorded Megillas Tanis. So you go back to our Mishnah, and hopefully you recall, we went over this at the introduction of today's daf, a machlokas between the Tanayim in terms of whether it affects the days before and or after. And what did we learn in the Mishnah? It depends on whether it's an enhanced holiday or just a standard holiday. So for an enhanced holiday, so the machlokas is, going back to the Mishnah, if it's enhanced, so lefan of asal achar of mutter. So according to Rav Meir, it affects the day before, but not the day after. The day before you can't fast, the day after you can. And Rabbi Yossi, I'm lefan of lachar of asr. And Rabbi Yossi says no on both sides, before and after. And if it's a standard day of lo lishana, so then lefan of lachar of mutter, according to Rabbi Meir, it's not going to impact neither the day before nor the day after. And Rabbi Yossi, I'm lefan of asr lachar of mutter. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the day before you can't fast, but the day after you can. Good. So now the Gemara's discussion is really simple. Who do we pasken like? Generally, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, so we know the rules. Rabbi Yossi. Okay, good. Gemara discusses. So, Itmar. Rabbi Chiya bar Asi Amar Rav Halacha Karev Yossi. So the Gemara quotes B'Shem Rav that the Halacha falls like Rav Yossi. Shmuel Amar Halacha Karev Meir. And Shmuel says the Halacha is like Rav Meir. Okay, so Machlok is Amar Raim, who we passing like. Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi V'Atanya, the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. We have seemingly an inconsistency within the sheet of Shmuel. V'Atanya will enter Nebraisa. Rashbag Omer Matamal Omer Bahon Bahon Shtei Pa'amim. So why does it say Bahon 2 times? We're darshaning Megillas Tanis. Okay. Just I'll pause for a moment just to recognize it's a little bit unusual. Meaning it's not a pasuk, it's not a drasha, it's Megillas Tanis. So obviously, the Gemara is treating Megillas Tanis as a piece of Torah Shebaal Peh, meaning that it was written with the same and we look at it with the same critical eye that we look at it at a pasuk in the Torah. Okay, or right. So why does it say the word bahon 2 times? Lama lecha shehein asurin, because it says bahon means and on these days. So why is it, and then not only that, but it says it twice. So because it comes to tell me that on those days it's asur, but however lifnehem ula acharehem mutarim, but the day before and the day after are going to be mutar, and that's for both standard and enhanced days in Megillas Tanis. So ve'amar shmolt. And now this is who this is called the new shita, meaning we didn't see this in our Mishnah. So, and this is the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'amar Shmuel, halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Shmuel says, by the way, that's the halacha. The halacha falls like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So now, we're a little bit confused. Because just moments earlier, Shmuel said the halacha is like Reb Meir. And now Shmuel's telling us that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the Gemara says, okay, you know what happened? Shmuel changed his mind. And that is, Mikara Savar Kevin Deleka Tana Demeko Kareb Meir Hamar Halacha Kareb Meir. Meaning Shmuel was looking for the most lenient position. By the way, leniency over here, just to translate, leniency over here means you're allowed to fast. I could have argued the other direction. But anyway, but that's what leniency means over here. That the day before, the day after are not going to be affected by a standard Megillas Tanis day. So Shmuel was looking for the most lenient position. And Kevin to Shamil Rabbi Shimon, the Mekel Tvei. And now, but then he learned the Braisa. There's another sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he's more meiko. So Amar Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, so that's he said good. So then he followed Rav Shimon Gamliel, who's even more meiko, and he says that on either category, both standard and enhanced days of Megillas Tanis, so it doesn't affect the day before and the day after. That sheet is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Shmuel discovered the sheeta. Yeah, he didn't discover it, but he learned the sheeta, and now he said, that's the halacha. V'chein Amar Bali Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Okay, but the Gemara points out that Rav is not alone. Other Amoraim also are follow the Shita of Rav Yossi. So Amalei Rebbe Chiya Labali Azbar Lacha Ki Amar Rav Yochanan Halacha Rav Yossi. Now, when we said the halacha is in fact like Rav Yossi, Adalo Lihis Ana. That's only on the standard days the halacha is like Rav Yossi. Okay, and it's at this point, by the way, where as I mentioned earlier, it gets a little bit complicated. So here also, meaning we now have, right, if you're following, you're like, if we had more time, you're like, you could chart all this out, meaning we have a machlokas tanaim in terms of what to do in terms of a standard Megillas Tanis day, an enhanced Megillas Tanis day. And now we have a machlokas amoraim, who do we follow like? And now we have the shita of Rav Yochanan that says that we do in fact follow like Rav Yossi, but then a modification within that shita of Rav Yochanan. Yeah, we follow like Rav Yossi, but only on the standard days, not on the enhanced days. Okay, so obviously there's a lot. There's a lot to unpackage. Okay. Umi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi, the Gemara says now, really? Is that really Rav Yochanan Shita? The Amar Rav Yochanan Halachi Kistam Mishnah? Now we know that Rav Yochanan always follows Stam Mishnah, right? This is one of the rules that we're going to, it gets the most airtime in Shas, right? The Gemara says it, right, numerous times. So, and Vitanan. And now we're going to be learning together a Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us, this is a Mishnah in Megillah. Alpha Purisha Amru Makdimim. Now, what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to read the Megillah early. Meaning, even though the Megillah says that it has to be written on the 14th, and if you live in the walled city, it has to be read on the 15th, but you could read it earlier. Right? The 11th, the 12th, 13th, when we start Masechta Megillah, we will go over exactly why that is, but you can. Right now, suffice to say that you can. So, Alpha Purisha Amru Makdimim, however, Mutarim Behesped Vitanis. But what you're allowed to do is that you're allowed to eulogize and you're allowed to fast, even though you read the Megillah earlier. Now, the Gemara wants to know, Amos, when are you allowed to fast and when are you allowed to eulogize? So your let's put up the who the suspects are, because there are only five days that are even under consideration. You can read the Megillah on days 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Okay. Now, again, I'm oversimplifying because you have to read on the 14th. In a walled city, you have to read on the 15th. But, again, I'm giving the short version. There are situations, there are circumstances where you could read on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. Now, we just learned a Mishnah that said that you can eulogize and fast on that day. Which of those days? So the Gemara says, well, I'm telling you what we're knocking right off the table. We're not talking about the 14th and we're not talking about the 15th. You cannot fast and you cannot eulogize on either of that days, and it doesn't matter when, where you live and when you read the Megillah. The Gemara says, Emas, Ilema b'nei chameisa v'kakari le'bar besar. So if you are someone who lives in a walled city, but you read on the 14th, so Mishar v'aksib b'Megillah tanis, Yom Arba asar bo, v'yom chamisha asar bo, Yom Puria inon. Look what made into Megillah tanis. Purim made into Megillah tanis. Right. So v'lo l'misped b'hon. Now again, Purim is an enhanced day. Now we can go even a step further, by the way, right? In my categories, so we can call Purim a super enhanced day, right? Remember the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Remember, I told you there are two sugyas to learn from Megillas Tanis. One is our daf today, and the other one is Rosh Hashanah, also daf Yidches. Actually, in Rosh Hashanah, it's Yidches and Yitzes, but it's a great memory aid, right? Today's daf Yidches and Tanis, and Yidches and Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yidches said, and ultimately going to daf Yitzes, that butla Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis is negated. In other words, it's no longer in force. However, the Gemara concluded, except for Purim and Chanukah. Purim and Chanukah are days that are Megillas Tanis that are still in force. Ah, okay. So Purim is like a super enhanced day of Megillas Tanis. So now, and Purim in Megillas Tanis is recorded as the 14th and the 15th. Okay, so now 14th and 15th get knocked off the table, meaning there's no way you're allowed to fast and eulogize on 14 or 15. And it doesn't matter when you read the Megillah, meaning you can be in a walled city, but for you, day 14 is a day that's Asur Bitanis Uvehesped. Okay, so that's taken off the table. Good. Now that those days are taken off the table, so what are we left for our suspects? 11, 12, and 13. Okay. So the Ela B'nei Arbeisa V'Kakari Le'Betleisar. Okay. So they read on the 13th. Again, for reasons which we're going to discuss in the beginning of Masechta Megillah. So the Gemara says, Yom Nikanerhu. Well, no, day 13. You know what day 13 is? Now, it's funny. If I would pause right now and ask you, what's the 13th day of Adar? So I get a resounding, it's Tanis Esther. Okay. You'll notice, by the way, the Gemara does not say that. Okay. If you join me the afternoon call, why not? Why not? If you join me for the afternoon call, it happens to be that we're learning Masechta Megillah and we're covering right now the topic of Tanis Esther, okay, which is not mentioned in the Gemara. And by the way, here the Gemara had an opportunity to talk about Tanis Esther and the Gemara did not mention it. Okay, I'll leave it at that for now. So anyway, so it's Yom Nikaner Hu. So it's Yom Nikaner. Now, that is a holiday. In a moment, we're gonna talk about what exactly that was. But anyway, so right now, for our purposes, let's just simply call it a Megillas Tanis holiday, the 13th day of Adar. So ve'ela b'nei abars, and therefore you can't fast and you can't eulogize on that day. So ve'ela b'nei abars v'kakar le'betreisar. Okay, we're running out of days over here. Okay, so now how about if you read on the 12th? So the Gemara says Yom Terainasu. So the Gemara says that's another holiday. Now for us, by the way, it's a little bit unfair because we never heard of these days. In other words, again, Megillas Tanis is no longer in force, so we are no longer we're no longer fluent in these days mentioned in Megillas Tanis. But we just learned together that the 13th day is the Megillas Tanis day, and so is the 12th. And again, later the Gemara is going to tell us what those days actually were. So El Alav de Kakarile Bechadsar. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're only one day left on the calendar in which we can read the Megillah on the 11th. And what the Mishnah is telling us in Megillah is that when, in fact, you read the Megillah on the 11th day, so even though you're reading on the 11th day, but you can fast on that day and you can eulogize on that day. V'ketani muter behesbet v'tanis. And you're allowed to, and you're allowed to fast on that day and you're allowed to eulogize on that day. Okay, and now...
Isn't it affected by the...
Perfect. So now... So the Gemara says, so assuming that that's in fact so now basically we're a little bit stuck because isn't that day now going to be affected by the 12th? So the Gemara says, lo, b'nei abasa v'kakarile b'treisar. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about where It's the 14th of Red on the 12th. The Katamar Yom Terainasu. So the Gemara says, well, and why do we reject it? Because it's a holiday. It's Yom Terainas. So the Gemara says, no, Yom Terainas Gufe Betule Betlua. Ho v'nerugu bo shmai v'achaya echav. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it was repealed. And the reason why it was repealed is because tragedy occurred in that day. Okay, so now what we're learning today for the first time is why a holiday would get repealed. And that is that if there was a tragedy that occurs on that day, even though it was put on the calendar, so it's going to be repealed and taken off the calendar. So a tragedy occurred on that day. And again, we'll talk a little bit more later about what the tragedy actually was. Rav Nachman instituted a fast day on the 12th for whatever reason. So Amrle Rabbanan Yom Terainasu. So the rabbi said, you can't do that. In other words, look at the Luach. Look at Megillas Tanis. Right? It's a holiday. So the Gemara says, Amrlehu Yom Terainas Gufei Betule Bat Luha. Ho v'neregu bo shmai v'achai v'achav. So the Gemara says, yeah, but because of the tragedy that occurred, two brothers died on that day, were murdered on that day. So therefore, it's taken off the calendar. So the Gemara says, V'tepekle dehavle Yom Shalefnei Nikanur. So the Gemara says, okay, but remember what we learned just moments earlier? That the 13th day is Yom Nikanor, that's a holiday. And so now, shouldn't the 12th be affected by day 13? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Hashayu Gufei Betlu, Mishum Yom Nikanor, Nikanor Nigzar, Yom Nikanor, Nekum Nigzar. So the Gemara says, yeah, but since the 12th was repealed, so therefore a repeal day is not going to be affected by a neighboring day. I know it's right. There are a lot of rules that are being thrown at us in a really short amount of time. So it's for sure right. Baruch Hashem, I've had the opportunity to go over this stuff numerous times. So I'm used to it. But it's a new rule. A repeal day cannot be affected by a neighboring day. Okay, Ad Kan. Okay, so what comes out now is that the Mishnah in Megillah is not necessarily against the Shita of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says that we do, in fact, paskin like Rav Yossi. The Mishnah Megillah seems to contradict that. The Gemara gave us a solution in terms of how to deal with that, but the solution involved giving us an assortment of other rules that we didn't know prior. Okay. Obviously, we're going to finish up the daf today. Yeah. So for the remainder of this daf, not totally, but until the remainder of the perek, so now we're going to unpackage a lot of days that we were just thrown at us, right? Yom Terainis, Yom Nikanor. By the way, Yom Nikanor, not to be confused with the Eastern Gates in the second base of Mikdash. Okay, different. Just happens to share the same name. Okay, so, and the death of these two brothers. So the Gemara now is going to unpackage some of these days that were just thrown at us. My Nikanor, my Terainis. So the Gemara says, so, What's Nikanor? What's Terainis? So Detanya. The Gemara quotes a Brisa. Nikanor echa me'africha yavanim haya. So he was a Greek general. So again now, right. This is a part of Megillas Tanis that is admittedly confusing, meaning it doesn't give us the year. So we have to figure out it's a large swath of history. We're going from the beginning of the Second Temple all the way to the end of the Second Temple. It's from our traditions 420 years. It's like a large gap of time. So so we're going back to the Greeks. So uvechol yom v'yom hayan main if yadal Yehuda. Now this Greek emperor or Greek general, so he would wave his hand over Yehuda of Yerushalayim va'omer emas haitipol biyadi, and he was like looking, he was really longing to destroy it. Va'armasena, and I'll just absolutely obliterate it. Ukishagavra machus bechashmonai. So here now the Chashmonaim, and yet great coincidence by the way, we're on Hanukkah. So v'nitzchom. And we were victorious. So katsu bahonus yadavaraglav v'talam v'shar Yerushalayim. So we took this Greek general and we cut off his hands and his feet and we hung them in Shar Yerushalayim. Okay, I know it's brutal, but okay. Perfect. So the amru pesha yemedaber begayva v'yadaim shal yuminifos al Yerushalayim tase behem nekama. And we exacted vengeance against them. So okay, fine. So that's Nikanor. And so on that day, so it was converted to a holiday. And my Terainus, now as far as Terainus, which also was thrown at us, what is that? Amru. Kishabikish Terainus laharoges lulainus upapos echa bilutkia. So Terainus wanted to kill lulainus and papos in Lutka. Rashi says Lutka and Lutka are one and the same. So Amru lahem, im im me am shochanani mishav vazar yatem yavo elokechem yasel aschem mi yadi kedach shitzo shochanani mishav vazar ya mi yad nevuchanetzar. So this Tyrannus said to Lelinus and Pappus. They have quote unquote funny sounding names. Rashi says they were tzaddikim. They were really really special people. And so what they said to Tyrannus is the following. First Tyrannus said to them, "Look, I'll give your God an opportunity to save you, just like he saved Hanani Mishael Vezariah from Kivshana Aish." Okay. So Amru Lo, so they said to Tyrannus, Hanani Mishael Vezariah Tzadikim Gemurin, how you, what are you doing? You're comparing us to Hanani Mishael Vezariah? They were Tzadikim. Uruuyim Hayu Le Asos Lem Nes. And they were worthy for a miracle. And on top of that, Nevuchadnezzar Melech Hagon Hayah. They had a worthy foe. Nebuchadnezzar was a proper king. Proper king, right, in context. Proper king. He destroyed the first base of Mikdash. Proper king means that he was a barhachi, right? He was somebody to contend with. So, v'ray lasos nesal yado. And again, he was at a level in which a miracle can be affected with him. V'oso rasha hejodhu, v'eno ray lasos nesal yado. And now, as far as you're concerned, they say to Tyrannus, you're nobody. Tough words from tough people. Good. So you're nobody. And as far as the fact that we're going to be killed, okay, we have it coming to us, but not because of you. That's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you don't kill us, it just simply means somebody else is going to kill us. Meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu said that it's our number came up. It's our time to go. And the fact that you're killing us, don't. Right. It's not you. It has nothing to do with you. So Vaharbe Dubin Vahray Seishalamakom Balamo, Kadosh Baruch Hu can produce bears and lions, Shapogim Banu Vahargim Osanu, Elalom Arsanu Kadosh Baruch Hu Biyadecha El Shatid Lipara Damino Miyadecha. And the only reason why you have the opportunity to kill us is because really Hashem wants to kill you. And so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to exact vengeance on you for having killed us. That's the only reason why. So right, don't make too much of this. So, in fact, just the opposite, by the way, meaning this is just going to be your demise. Afapike and Hargu, and so Tyrannus didn't take well to that. He killed them, and Miyad Amrlo Zazu Misham Ashabal Diufli Mirome Upasos Mocha Bigizrin. And then what happened is that you had a pair of governors who came from Rome, and without giving us all the details, but in other words, we, the reader, now know the story behind the story, and this Tyrannus was killed on that immediately. Now we know the explanation, meaning we're given the inside word, so to say. But the okay, and on that day, so that also was marked as a holiday. Okay, and by the way, the one thing that wasn't told to us is that a tragedy occurred on that day, which is why that day ended up becoming repealed. That the Gemara doesn't give us. You could see Rashi over here. Not going to go through it right now, time consideration. But Rashi goes through. What was the tragedy of the brothers that were killed, which ended up repealing one of those days? Okay. Let's finish up. Let's finish up the parak. We're here. And goes in Tanas al Sibra B'tchila B'chamishi. We are all the way at the end of the Mishnah that we saw 4 days ago. So, and goes in Tanas B'Roshei Chadashim. V'kama Havia Haschala. You have a series of fast days, and then what happens is that in the middle of the series, so what happens is that it confronts. It confronts a Rosh Chodesh, it confronts a Hanukkah, right? It confronts any one of those days. So what happens if you're mid-series? So Rav Acha, and now first of all, the Gemara is going to discuss, what does that mean, you're mid-series? Rav Acha Amar Shalosh. So Rav Acha says that three of the fast days have to already have been observed in order for you to be considered mid-series. Rabbi Asi Amar Achas. And Rav Asi says, no, mid-series can mean that you already just observed just one, and that's already considered now that you're mid-series. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rav Zudivrei, Rabbi Meir. Sha'am Rami Shum, Rami Gamliel. So the Gemara qualifies and says that, look, this Shita belongs to Rabbi Gamliel. Ava Chachamim Omrim, Mitzanim Mashlim. But the Chachamim say no, that when you're mid-series and you're confronting a Rosh Chodesh or a Chanukah, but you're mid-series, not only do you continue fasting, but on top of that, you even complete the fast. Now, the Amishah said you don't complete it, but the Gemara now notes, but that's Rabbi Gamliel's position. The Chachamim say you complete it, and Darsh Marzusha Mishmei the Rav Una Halacha Misana Umashlim, And the Gemara's conclusion is that the halacha is like the Chachamim, that once you're mid-series of fasting, so then you're going to, even though it's a Rosh Chodesh or a Chanukah, you're still going to go ahead and complete the fast. Hajjalach Seder Tanius. So, and that is the end of the second parak. Just as a really quick recap of today's daf. So, what we went over today is Megillas Tanis. And the rules that govern Megillas Tanis. So, that really is in a sentence. Okay. Everything else would be just going over the entire daf today, which is worthwhile. But in a sentence, that was today's daf. And then just at the tail end of today's daf, we just finished off what happens when you're mid-series fasting and now it confronts a Rosh Chodesh or a Chanukah. What do I do? And the answer is that you fast. In other words, once you're mid-series, so then you continue fasting and you'll conclude the fast. Adkan.